It's time for James's Idiom of the Week.
Now, you all know I am a big movie buff. Ah, buff. Now that is a good idiom. Movie buff. Buff means a big fan. Someone who really loves something. So a movie buff means I love movies. You could also be a music buff or an art buff or a sports buff. But, you know, I am a movie buff. Okay, so today we are going to be studying idioms or expressions that we use that are actually from movies. Yeah, so they're actually from movies. You know, like, hey, may the force be with you. Okay, actually, we don't use that in everyday conversation, which is from Star Wars, but we never really use it. Unless you are a Star Wars buff, then you will use it. So these idioms, I hope, will be expressions that you will use and you can actually use. Okay? All right. So here they are, the top five idioms from movies. All right. First one. It's showtime. It's showtime. Yeah. This idiom means it's time to start, time to begin something, time to show off your skills. A soccer player may say, you know, before entering the field, it's showtime. Okay, so this one originally came from a movie called Beetlejuice. But actually, it's been used in a lot of movies and a lot of TV shows now, so you can hear it out there all the time. Also, interestingly enough, from the same kind of idiom, we have, there's an expression called it's game time. It's game time. And that's from Aliens, the movie Aliens. So it's a kind of similar idiom. The soldiers, they said it's game time when they were hunting the alien, or just before they started to hunt the alien. So yeah, that one just came to me. So we can say it's showtime or it's game time. So beginning of something. All right. Okay. Next one. Go for it. All right. This idiom means like, I dare you, or, you know, let's try something that is dangerous. Go for it. This is really, really common now, but it kind of exploded onto our language after the Rocky 3 movie. Not the first Rocky, but the third Rocky. In that movie, Rocky was about to fight this big, strong guy, and he's gonna destroy him and kill him and beat him up. And Rocky says, go for it. Yeah, go for it. All right, yeah. Okay, Stephanie, how are my imitations of famous people? Pretty good? Oh, no, she's giving me a half thumb there behind the glass. Okay, she's not liking my Rocky. Yo, Adrian! Okay, that actually wasn't very good. Sorry about that. All right, moving on. Next one. I'll be back. And this expression is so famous now, of course, it means I will return. But if you say it like Arnold Schwarzenegger in Terminator, I'll be back, then you will definitely sound very scary. So I sometimes use it when I'm leaving the classroom to scare my students into working hard. All right, number four. We're not in Kansas anymore. We're not in Kansas anymore. And this expression means we're in trouble because we are in an unfamiliar situation. We're not in Kansas anymore. And you might say that when you travel abroad. You're like, wow, I'm not in Kansas anymore. And it's from a movie called The Wizard of Oz. It's an older movie. Before I was born, even. That's how old it is. And Dorothy, the main character, leaves her farm in Kansas and lands in the wonderful world of Oz. And she's scared and she's, you know, feeling like she's in trouble. And she says to her dog, Toto, we're not in Kansas anymore. And Kansas is a state like New York or California. It's a state in America. All right. And now the number one idiom from movies actually created by this film. This idiom was created by the movie. Can you imagine that? And it is now in the Oxford Dictionary. So it is actually created. You know what, Stephanie? Hit that number one music. Hit that number one music. So the idiom is toast. Yeah, toast. Like you eat in the morning, the bread you eat in the morning. That idiom came from a movie. It did not exist before this movie. The idiom means dead or you're going to die. Okay, so it's toast. All right. And this word toast, this idiom toast, was in the 1984, I think, or 83. Classic, 85, something like that. Classic Ghostbusters. Who are you going to call? Ghostbusters, yeah. Who are you going to... Okay, Bill Murray said that during the final battle scene. He said, this chick, that means woman, this chick is toast. So they were going to, you know, kill her or destroy her or blow her up like a piece of toast. It's going to be burnt badly. Yeah. And that came from Ghostbusters. And it did not exist before Ghostbusters. And now it is in the Oxford Dictionary. And that was the first time in the history of English for an idiom to be created by a movie. And it was created by Bill Murray in Ghostbusters. So every time you eat your toast in the morning, think of Ghostbusters. And that is the idiom of the week.
All right. This chick is toast.
Don't forget to follow James on Instagram @ConnectWithJames for fun photos and updates on future episodes.